Blog Talk Radio.
Now that we are one,
Deny him. Welcome to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host this evening, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar. I am in the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C. We hope that you are in a comfort zone tonight So we have quite a challenging show, and we want you to buckle your seatbelts and sit back, enjoy the ride. It's going to be quite interesting, to say the very least. And we're talking tonight on the fact of reparations now. If not now, then when? If you're not going to give it to us, then who in the F are you going to give it to? If not us, then who? Should we vote in 2024? Are you going to vote in 2024? And it has been now, what? Has it been productive or counterproductive thus far as voting? And who precisely is the proverbial lesser of two evils at this hour? So this is going to be quite interesting. I know all the lines are packed. Everybody's in the house. If you're in the house, stay in the house. Don't you dare go nowhere. Sit back in your rocking chair. We're going to rock you coast to coast tonight. Got a line full of folk. Some of you all, oops, here we go. Some of these folks have come in tonight. I can see via smartphone, and we want to welcome all the smartphone people are right up front, and we can see them with their clear communication signals and no technical difficulties and all of that wonderful stuff that we look for in Black Power Radio. And there are some, yep, that are in the second aisle. I can see there are three clearly with their dumb. The dumb phone people are in the second row, and that's just fine. Right behind them in the third row, we have our Android folks. All of the Android people are together tonight. We're glad you're there. 7 or 8 Androids, and thank you all for coming to Black Power Radio tonight. And right over on their left side are the Paranoid Phone folks. So give them a round of applause for Paranoid folk on their Paranoid phones, which is okay tonight. And right below them are some people that were coming, but what? Oh, yeah, they stopped in at the bar mitzvah. My nephew had a bar mitzvah, and they're going to attend the bar mitzvah tonight, which is okay. They almost came to Black Power Radio. Give them a round of applause. As well, we have those folk who were at the tennis match. So they're at the tennis. Oh, and there's someone there with, it is Tiger Woods over at the golf tournament. There are some folks attending the golf tournament and a few soccer moms that went to soccer mom practice. So that's great for them. And a few in the recital for their nephews. He plays the flute. Okay, the flute players are all there gathered for his recital tonight. Nevertheless, the rest of them are all right here at Black Power Radio. If you missed out anything, there's cheerleading practice right behind the gymnasium tonight, and we hope you all have fun. So we're right here at Black Power Radio, rocking it coast to coast, and we're in the middle of the rumble tonight. If you fumble and stumble and stumble and fumble, you just stay off of Black Power Radio tonight, because this thing is hot, and we got all our frontline players right here where the ghosts can get at it, and we're going to rumble tonight. We're going to shake, rattle, and roll, and if everybody's ready for some more soul, we give you more of what you listen to Radio 4. We're going to go straight to our National Chief of Staff, because he's a bad man. You helped me blow up the C-SPAN. And all of us screaming black at Uncle Sam. So we're going to bring in our National Chief of Staff right here in the Washington Metropolitan area. We got our brother, Divine Israel. Welcome to Black Power Radio. Black power, amongst other
peace
things.
Decent black power, freedom of death, black unity,
death.
Black strength. Black unity, black strength, black honor. All power to the people, black nationalism, black power, and most definitely black supremacy at this hour. So, has voting done anything for us? To be honest, let's be real about a black family, absolutely not. And this is a double-edged sword. What I mean by this is that we have not had as our master teacher, Brother Malcolm El-Haj Malik El-Shabazz, instructed us, we need to have political maturity before we cast a vote. We have not practiced political maturity since we were able to vote. Let's be honest. As he put it, we should know what politics are, what politics are supposed to produce, and what they are supposed to do. That way, when we cast our vote will be cast for the individual who best and meets the needs of our people. Too many times, and every since we were allowed to vote, we have been voting for the wrong people. We have been putting in power people who come in our communities, and the only time we see them in our community, the only time we see them doing anything for our community is to get that vote. They come along with their little pretty promises and daydreams and delusions of grandeur, talking about what they're going to do for the black community, what they're going to do for our community, what they're going to do for our people, only to get the vote and do absolutely nothing. Or, on the other hand, they do everything against our communities, our people. And this has been going on since the moment we were granted the ability to vote. That's why, again, my people, I say at the end of the day, stop voting for this colonizer's system. Stop voting for the Dixiecrat. Stop voting for the Republic Klan, as we call them. Stop putting your faith in these liberals who act as though they are the black man's and the black woman's, the black community's friend. Only when it comes time before election, we bring them in only to get absolutely screwed. Let's be honest, black folks. When was the last, they give us a little bit, they give us just a little bit to say they have done something. A perfect example of that in this day and time, Sleepy Joe Biden. What has he done for our community? Where were all the promises that he made? He had an anti-lynching bill, which absolutely has done nothing for us. What is the point of an anti-lynching bill when every lynching of a black man or black woman is treated as a suicide? He has done an hate bill for Asians. Where is our bill? We haven't got a bill yet. Same thing with Obama. Didn't do nothing for the black community at all whatsoever. We ain't even going to get started on Trump. I mean, the best thing that Trump did for us was expose the behind closed doors and closet races. That's pretty much about it. But again, it goes back to knowing and understanding and having political maturity. Knowing what politics are supposed to produce in your community. Knowing what the system of politics, knowing your candidates, knowing who they are, their background, and if they are actually good on their word, knowing if they are actually producers, producing the very things that they are promising, knowing the bills and the things that they try to pass, or knowing their stances on certain political issues, and if they are good to their word. Honestly, black folks, I'm going to be honest with you. And again, it's a double-edged sword. Some people sit back and say, well, if you don't vote, you can't complain when things don't go the way you should. But you vote and things still don't go the way you should. because all they do is jaw jack, lie, politicians. I mean, we've had the political process in existence since the time of the Greeks. And we're still dealing with the same thing as we were dealing 2,000, 3,000 years ago. People getting in these political arenas, promising this, promising that, trying to be something that they're not, making promises to the people, but when they get put in that place, absolutely, and purposely, knowingly, drop the ball. And again, all of this is done by design. So I'm going to say absolutely not. Voting in this colonizer system has done absolutely nothing. And the little bit that they do manage to achieve, 9 times out of 10, are hollow victories. You know, they're little victories that don't really mean nothing, but because we are so blinded, we are so happy to get the scraps from the master's table that we are willing to accept anything they throw on the floor, regardless of how small it is. We fight for those crumbs. So at this point, when do we get rid of the master's table? When do we get rid of the colonizer's table and build again a table of our own? And when I say build a table, I mean from the ground up. Economic maturity, political maturity, educational maturity, industrial maturity. All these things that is needed for a society to be built upon, live, and thrive on. It is time that we separate from this colonizer completely and build for our own, and that means our own political system. That means our own political parties. That means everything that we need to grow and thrive and survive. And again, let's just do what needs to be done, black family. Stop voting for these colonizers. And even the skin folk, you know that saying, everybody's skinning and grinning, and, you know, some of our own people, sad to say, are some of the worst ones, be it in the political arena, be it in the educational arena, be it in the economical, as we are finding out, arena. We need to take a page as our master teacher instructed us. The Chinese Revolution was a beautiful revolution and a beautiful guideline to go by. We need to follow that playbook page for page until we build our own system and focus, well, three things. Again, the political, the economical, and the educational arenas, but mainly that political, because at this point, you know, if you go back in our history books, Dwight D., I believe it was Eisenhower, one of those colonizer presidents during King's time, who said something about we could get the black vote, and once we get that black vote, we will keep them voting for the Democrats. And he was absolutely correct, because 50 years later, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years later, we are still voting for a Democratic Party that has done absolutely nothing. What is the point of voting when both Republican and Democrat are anti-black agendas, both of them? Just tomato, tomato, potato, potato. That's the only difference. So with that, I yield Black the mic to our national chairman, Black Power.
Black Power. And our national chief of staff is precisely right. They've only played a game of semantics, a potato, potato, semantics. system in, system out, full of doubt with no clout, and delivered absolutely nothing to us. In all of these traditions of voting, where can we point to the productive? It has absolutely been counterproductive for us to participate in their system. It is absolutely, totally productive for us to come with WeThePeople.gov, establishing our own government and taking those votes that they potentially have and using them for ourselves. And they have misused and abused us socially, politically, in every avenue, at every turn in the road. They've been misusing the black people. We've got scars and bruises on us, blood, sweat, and tears poured out for somebody to give it to a gay Indonesian woman. A gay white boy from Finland can come and slide in on our vote, take over our business, give it to the Russians, the goddamn Talibans and the Taliwoos and the Taliwees, but nothing for We the People. And we must take emancipation, take liberation for ourselves. And the hell with this goddamn cracker at this hour. I'm going to 951. 951 at 480. 951-480. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Out here in this riverside. In the land and trying to feel the breeze.
We're fired up tonight. So you might as well talk black to it.
Yes, I was coming at that. I like that about this Chinese Revolution. We're going to follow that playbook. I feel that we need this. We need that political and that economical and that this is educational and start teaching our own because there's nothing. Why should we vote? We don't have nothing. This is what they want us to have. This is what they put on TV. They put it on the shows. But no, like the bishop said, there's no more talking. Civil war is still happening. We have our own civil war. So now, I'm taking the lands out here. I'm just going to go in. And if anybody else needs me to come to any cities or state, I come and just talk to the mayor and tell them what they need to know with me and Queen Mother coming out here from this L.A. and county. Make it happen. So I think we should not vote. And I feel free to say Chinese Revolution, we need to read it and revise it and make our own laws and our own political people. Because I'm going to run for governor. One day, maybe, but I want to be the mayor by 2026 of Riverside. I'm going to take that. I'm going to basically put it to that. She'll be like it. The mayor now likes it. We're going to get it, and we say all to everybody, black power. I feel like, you know, anybody got something to say about it, you can jump with me. We're going to make it happen. I love you guys all. We all family.
Los Angeles, all up and down San Diego, all the way up to the Bay and San Francisco, Oakland, we got all kind of West Side support now. We lighting this thing up. Ain't no air that. I love it. Don't you just love it? We're going to run down here to the 310, the 310 area code, because they were next in line at 310-256. You're live on Black Power Radio, and we're proud to have you with us and proud to be associated with you. So talk black to us, 310. Go
power
ahead, black
to the
power.
People.
Power to the
power.
People.
Ungawa, black power. Wakanda, black power. Thanks, everybody. And I really like the two messages that I just heard. This is Big Money Griff out of Los Angeles, California, Inglewood.
Black power.
But at the same time, we want to make it good. And I want to say to all of you, what I want to say to all of you that's listening to the sound of my voice, I agree with the no vote. But what we're saying out here in California is Gavin Newsom, no reparations, no vote. No reparations, no vote.
No vote.
Black churches. Black churches throughout California. Black churches throughout America. No reparations, no black vote. It's just
no
that
vote.
We've been bamboozled
and
for
the task
500
force,
years.
The task force
if we don't get reparations, who else is talking, Akbar?
Listen to me, I'm sorry, I should say this. Queen
somebody
Charmaine.
Else is talking
while
I'm talking.
And get Truth Bay to push
the
horn button. That's your Truth Bay is there. We're just bringing you on. You're going to get a chance.
Queen Charmaine.
Well, I just want to drop it before I go on. I got to go on the Zoom at 6 o'clock.
Okay,
and you're a little plenty of time.
So we want to let, if we want to let Sister Bay go, let her go. I said all I had to say in terms of saying that we need no reparations, no vote. Spread the word, what you heard, to all our black churches throughout America and here in California. And if that's all that you want me to say, that's all I can say right now. But there's so much more. But
everything you say, no vote.
Professor Money Griff, you have the mic. I was just trying to get the horns in the background. But I don't know.
If I got the mic.
Where's the horn? I want a little horn play for
Money Griff.
Money Griff. Are you there?
I'm still here, man. But I'm ready to. I done dropped it like it was hot already on
yes,
the
you did.
You got to drop all that.
Sunshine.
You had no horn.
Calling on my name.
Then you just probably need to.
Sunshine.
Black power.
Here's how we need to strategize to get our people to realize that in spite of all past years' adversity, success can still be obtained. There's a website that goes to all of our black churches when they connect amongst themselves. We need to make sure that in that website it reads, no reparations, no vote. That's it. For 500 years we've been bamboozled. And we're not going to give up our vote anymore unless we get reparations. Now, reparations comes in many parts, and it shouldn't be one sector, because we're talking about land. Sister Bay and Double R has been talking about land, and I don't have a problem with that. I'm one of those, because my name is Big Money Griff, the problem solver. I'm talking about money, straight out. And I'm talking about money within the budget. But there's others that are not talking about money that's within the budget. I want to give you something that's irrefutable and undeniable, to where you don't have any leg to stand on or a wall to lean on when you tell me that the deficit exceeds the amount of money that's in the budget. And that's where I'm coming from. But if there's others, that reparations is anything that will make you whole. So I'm down with anything that y'all are saying, you youngins are saying, because I've been in this reparations movement for over 40 years, since the early 90s. So y'all, whatever y'all want to do, I'm down with it. I'm not going to leave my people out to slaughter, though, but I'm going to tell you right now that there's more than one way to skin a cat, and that's where I'm at in terms of saying reparations now. If you don't give us reparations, then you're not going to get our black vote. And I need you pastors to understand that you need tithes. Hey. People got to come to your churches and pay you tithes. You're not going to increase your tithes if people don't get reparations. But when they get reparations and they know that it came from their church, they're gonna give you tithes, which means you pastors will become richer. And so what I'm trying to convey to you now is that we need to let them know, pastors know, that reparations is important and that it would mean more money in their pocket for tithes. We got a church on every corner in America, damn near, and of all different affiliations, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic, you name it, we are in it. And so I need you to understand the magnitude of where I'm going. No reparations, no vote. Spread the word, what you heard, and there's so much more. I'm going to yield back. I'm going to yield black.
That's not Professor.
No,
that's Professor Money Griff. We're going to go out to Los Angeles. We got Brother Will. Chairman Will is out there. We've got Brother Maurice. Maurice is out there. They've got Black Lightning, White Lightning, and some other folks that's out there. But Professor Truth Bay is right up in L.A., and she's dropping it like it's hot. This is an action-packed show tonight, and we're shooting from the hip, from the bottom of the floor to your upper lip. And drop it like it's hot. Get a dip in your hip, a glide in your stride, and a dip back in your hip and get here on this mothership. Come on, Dr. Truth Bay, and drop that thing like you in L.A. Don't you know, we're right here on your radio show. Give you more of what you're listening to. Ready, more, more. Black power, and a black military to be like this. All right, we ready.
Reparations. It has taken an ugly turn, Black family. It sure has. So on May 6th,
just to give you a little instance, those who have known, Solutions Task Force in California is AB 3121. And this has been a bill initiated by Shirley Weber to study some more reparations, like 40 years of H.R. 40 wasn't enough, Black family. But apparently we are going down the final stretch. June 30th is the final day to turn it into Congress, which will be July 1st, on what it is that it looks like for reparations for Black families. So I just wanted to play a couple of high notes from Saturday, May 6th at Mills College, where we had some interesting bouts concerning reparations. But more interesting is the task force itself. So those who do not know, before we go into this clip, the task force reparations members are a 9-member team, okay? And each of them have been appointed either by the governor or Senator Tony Atkins, which is, you know, Caucasian or pink lesbian senator, which, you know, we're not going there. And then we have Assemblyman Anthony Redden. So these three politicians from California were the ones that chose these 9 people. So just quickly a rundown. Senator Stephen Bradford, Dr. Amos C. Brown, who is San Francisco NAACP president as well. Then we have Dr. Cheryl Grills from L.A. County. Then we have attorney from Jamaica, Lisa Holder. Then we have another politician, Assembly Member Reginald Jones Sawyer. Then we have Berkeley Professor Dr. Javon Scott Lewis. Then the chair of the task force, her name is Camila Moore, who is an entertainment lawyer. Then we have another politician, Council Member Monica Montgomery Stepp, who is a councilwoman for the city of San Diego, District 4. And last but not least, we have a Japanese lawyer, Donald K. Tamaki, who was an integral part for the Japanese reparations. You remember that, national chairman, the Japanese internment camp survivors, how they got their reparations, right?
Yes, they were absolutely awarded reparations based on Nagasaki and the bombing of Hiroshima. And there are several other bombers that were not publicized. But nevertheless, the Japanese got bombed. It was unmercifully bombed. And they got paid reparations while we have been bombed for 400 years and never even thought of as those deserving reparations. So we may have
we also got to look at
a form of reparations. In my lifetime,
Black power.
We
also got to look at it like this, too. Everybody else got reparations. The slave owners got reparations. The Japanese got reparations. The so-called Jews got 2 forms of reparations, both from Germany and from the U.S.
That's right, a 2-for-1 special. 2-for-1 special.
And they still are getting it today.
So we definitely are long overdue for reparations. So let's play a little clip on some of the public comment that was on Saturday, May 6th at Mills College. Black power.
I'm pleading that we're not letting
this happen. I want them out.
You say nothing about slavery.
Just for some context, Black family, because I know we're on the radio, you can't see who's speaking, but that is Reverend Tony Pierce from Black Wall Street. He has been an integral voice in reparations. So if you Google Tony Pierce reparations, you'll see this man, who's actually in his 70s, mind you, fighting for the cause of reparations.
So the equivocal number from the 1860s of 40 acres today is 200 $100 million for each and every African American. You're not supposed to be afraid. You're not supposed to be afraid. You're just supposed to tell the truth. You're not supposed to be the gatekeepers. You're supposed to say what the people want and hear from the people.
This $1 million we're hearing on the news is just inadequate, and it's a further injustice. If that is what this task force is going to recommend for Black Americans with the 400-plus years and continuing years of slavery and injustice that we have been forced to endure, to even throw $1 million at us is just an injustice, especially when you compare it to the $450,000 that was being recommended for illegal aliens that came over here, or excuse me, immigrants that came over here for 2 years of suffering. You could come up with that number, yet you throw $1 million at us.
The people who voted, the five voters, they prepared.
Now, Black family, what you're listening to is Friday Jones, who's also part of CJEC and NASDAQ LA. She actually was on the phone on during public comment and in person, sitting right in front of Tariq Nasheed. And if you haven't heard of the little fight that broke out on that day, it was a little embarrassing. But Tariq Nasheed will give a little comment on what our thoughts concerning this character in reparations. But this is who she was doing at the time of May 6th hearing.
So when
we are here today for a mission. It is reparations. Everyone needs to stay seated. Everyone needs to sit down right now. Everyone sit down. Sit down. Everyone sit down. We cannot forget working with the fact that we stole.
And the person you're listening to coming up next is actually the white wife of a pastor that has been fighting for reparations. So she understood the assignment, and this is all the only thing that we want from non-blacks who have any voice upon reparations.
People from their native land. We strip them from their families, from their culture, and from their birthright. Yet white America has turned a blind eye to this and say they should get over it, or it's been so long and it doesn't affect the American African Americans today because it happened so long ago. On behalf of myself, my family, and my ancestors, I want to publicly apologize to the African American community for our ignorance, our arrogance,
yeah,
and sensitivity to your cause, and for any part we may have had in the atrocities done to your people.
And if our economy.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to pause right there because we've got a lot more to cover. But what is your opinion of what you just heard on some of the public comment stemming from the California Task Force hearings?
I have a question. I have a question. Well, for
yes,
one,
sir?
Why are we demanding or asking reparations, A, from the colonizer, in the sense that we are relying on them to make the decision whether we get reparations or not? And when I say colonizers, I mean it in a two-part way. I mean the white man, for one, that's the first one, and then the coons that co-sign and back them up.
That's correct. So during this process, the hearings are public, local planes, so that people can ask what is the final amount is due for the harms of chattel slavery. Now, the fact that we as a body of people have not come to the unification of asking that 40 years ago, this is why the Congressional Black Caucus was formed in 1977. They were supposed to address the harms of chattel slavery, which is why they formed the Congressional Black Caucus to begin with. Now, remember, these members are your Congress people. You got like Maxine Waters, Sidney Conlinger, Ralphia Warnock, Barbara Lee. These are the people that should have brought reparations already to the table. So they are actually answering their own question. Why hasn't it happened already? Because we haven't held them accountable. So it's not – this process is on May 6th. It's not that they are deciding for us reparations. If all of us are on code, which is what we are still trying to figure out during these hearings, you have many, many black empowerment groups that's not even in agreement in this room. So this is why I say the challenge begins with us individually to say, okay, I'm going to break down this wall. I'm going to join forces with my melanated brother and sister who has a similar history of chattel slavery and see how we can start getting this land, start writing requests, demands on what needs to happen. But the real answer of how we get reparations lies with us. It doesn't lie with them. And so that's why it's important. There are many families now that as we move forward that are listening that hasn't even traced their lineage. And they are qualified descendants of slaves. They know they're descendants of slaves. They know their great-great-great-grandmother's story been passed down. Some of them have family plots. Some of them are in the census. And they don't actively pursue their own lineage. It's sad. And that's why I'm saying we are the ones that have to hold us accountable for our lack of, for our complacency in this. It's not up to the oppressor or even the blackface oppressors because they're 10 times worse than what the oppressors can do. It really is platforms like this and others for us to continue the conversation on what we need to do. But we have to be proactive in the information that's disseminated so we can actively see the results. Honestly, June 30th, I really do believe that change will not be made unless we start changing the way that we work together. And that really was the main issue with reparations. So let's just hear just a synopsis of May 6th and what reparations hearing is all about for June 30th. Sorry, wrong button.
Was created 2 years ago. Way to repay. Welcome back. The Reparations Task Force voted over the weekend on their final recommendation for the state. The task force was created 2 years ago to analyze and determine the best way to repay African Americans.
And our political reporter, Morgan Reiner, joins us now with the details.
Luke and Devin, the Reparations Task Force did make their final decision, but it doesn't have any legal weight. They're going to hand over the recommendations to the legislature July 1st, and then lawmakers will determine if and how they want to turn it into law. More than 100 people gathered in Oakland on Saturday to express frustrations over the impact slavery has had on African Americans.
We often talk about reparations and people say that we're getting a handout, but we've given this country, let alone the whole world, a handout for the last 200 years. No, 500 years.
U.S. Representative Barbara Lee, who was running for Senate, weighed in during public comment.
Reparations are not a luxury for our people, but a human right long overdue for millions of Americans. Millions of Americans. A promise of 40 acres and a mule made to formerly enslaved people over 150 years ago has yet to be filled.
In this...
Now, before we continue, that was Barbara Lee, one of many people that came down to Mills College. And the disappointing factor is Barbara Lee is part of the political jargon that we're saying that has not pushed reparations in their own district. Now, understand she's the congresswoman for representative for San Francisco. And we already know what San Francisco is going through with the denial of the $5 million that was first proposed. So this is exactly what I'm saying. This type of hypocrisy of these blackface politicians who should have, in their position, pushed reparations a long time ago. So we cannot ever depend on this task force to come up with the final decision, as we have already seen.
Pretty 34-page document the Reparations Task Force approved, it outlines how much black Californians who are descendants of slaves could be compensated. $13,600 each year for health harms, $148,000 for housing discrimination, $115,000 for over-policing. Depending on how long the recipient has lived in the state, that means a person could get up to $1.2 million.
And that is how that number came up, was the breakdown. And as you see, that $1.2 million, as they said in the media, that Gavin Newsom turned down. Now I want to talk a little bit about this report that came out. Now on Wednesday, May 10th, it was told that Gavin Newsom denied the $1.2 million payout as the task force suggested. Now, I want you to look at the media, though. When I look at evidence or trying to find a video of Gavin Newsom stating that, you will not find one. So I want you to be very careful on what we hear on the media. This does not exonerate the governor from what his thoughts may be in the end. We still think, you know, he's a colonizer, okay? We still think that he's not doing right for the people, as I already see in the state of California. Homelessness, incarceration, he's all part of that network. So we can't expect him to say, oh, yes, let me sign the check right here. I don't expect that from him. I expect more delay. I expect more denial. And this is the reality of it. But when it comes to this particular issue of stating that the governor denied the $1.2 million payout, you have to see what it is. The media is a big part of that as well. Understand, the media is part of the distraction, is part of the agitation. They will throw inaccuracies out there just so we can be arguing about it or discussing it or being distracted by it. And that's why I say I don't want us to focus on the monetary value if we are not doing enough as a collective to even find out your own lineage. We should have forms every day, black family. And wherever you are listening to Black Power Radio, this is something that you need to know and work on. Wherever you are in your group, whatever state you're in, form a conversation, a forum, a town hall discussing reparations. There are task forces that are being formed in your city as we speak, if it hasn't already. About 23 of them in the last 60 days were formed. Detroit, Chicago, I'm still yet to hear about New York, but they are forming their own task force. And the way they're doing it is they're allowing your local politicians, as we know, that has given not even two nickels to rub for the black community in their neighborhood, for them to decide on who's going to decide for reparations in your location. That cannot work, black family. We cannot ask the wolf to guard the hen house as they speak. So what we need to do with the information that you get and those groups that are out there that know about reparations and leading the charge, you need to be proactive and continue to teach the people that reparations begins with us. We have to know our worth. We already know we have not been given nothing yet. But again, reparations, no vote, that's a start. That is a start. Just like Rosa Parks and the bus boycott for about a year, we made a point by not utilizing what has been degrading to black people sitting in whatever seat they want. And that made an impact. Our national chairman, Shaky Mom, would say, you know, buy black. There used to be a buy black boycott where we have to just use our dollars for black businesses. But again, that's short-lived because we have more opposition than our own black businesses. So this is where we have to change the narrative. The Reparations Task Force hearings has opened the door for new conversation, has opened the doors for us to think differently and to really expose this political demon called the United Snakes of America that has written a constitution with us not in mind. Remember, black family, we were property when this document was supposed to be the supreme law of the land. So why on earth would we continue to be under this guidance of a constitution when we're still considered property? That's why reparations hasn't come to us yet, but I can guarantee you, black family, it will. It
black
will.
Power.
But let's do
black
our
power.
Part. What? Black power.
Yes, ma'am. Black power. And we want to echo the sentiments of our beloved brother, Professor Money Crisp. God damn it, if there's no reparations, there's no goddamn vote. We should be sick and tired of being sick and tired of not presenting a goddamn ultimatum to the bullshit. And that's what they're giving us when they don't give up the reparations. They don't come out in a pro stance for reparations. We say no goddamn vote. We need to go state by state, city by city, township by township, until we hold the whole full and complete black vote. And all of us, we got a lot of sympathizers out there to pull on to.
Yes.
Restrain yourself, discipline yourself, and pull yourself back from that goddamn ballot box and say, we will not vote until you approve reparations. That should be a national boycott. We should be right on the front line every fucking day and demanding reparations. We're down too long. This is our ticket to get up. If we don't take it, then goddamn it, we won't get it. So I'm just here to tell you, I'm going to pull some St. Louis down. I'm going to pull Will down. And I'm going to pull several more. Let's see if we can pull them down, Dr. Truth Bay. Pulling down on St. Louis. Right now, 314-314-581. You're absolutely live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. Down. Go ahead, Black Power. Talk black to us. 314. That's a St. Louis area code. Somebody black in the house. I don't know if it, they might be lunched out. Are they there? 314. All right. We're going to quickly go to Brother Will. St. Louis going once, St. Louis going twice. 314-314-581. 314-581. You're live on Black Power Radio. I know we ain't got no goddamn technical difficulties, so let's go. Are we here? We're not here. I'm going straight to Will in Baltimore. We have our chairman, 23-year-old man, knocking that whole thing down. Knocking it down at at 843-843-820, we got Chairman Will in the city of Baltimore, rolling the city of Baltimore, and talk black to us on the way to Wilmington, Delaware for the weekend. Everybody named Mama Nim, let's get on over to Wilmington for the weekend. We're going to have some Malcolm X Day, the first annual great Malcolm X Day in Wilmington, and we're going to make it a success. So talk black to us, Brother Will, and tell us how we're going to do Wilmington on Saturday. Black power for reparations, and should we vote, sir?
I'm telling you now. Hey, peace of black power.
Peace of black power.
Yeah, when we
black
go down.
Black power.
Hey, I'm not going to talk to too long because I'm just now leaving work. But, yeah, we're going to go down Wilmington, Delaware, show ourselves, and unify with the with other brothers and sisters. That's how we get down. This will be one of my first times going to one of these events, so I know for sure it will definitely be a major event for me to be a part of with other comrades. So I appreciate, you know, and showing me the event so we can all be there together. Black Power, I got to step out. I'm about to leave work, so... Black Power,
Brother Will has been
all
responsible for providing transportation to many of the Panthers in the region. And for the first time in a couple of months, we may be proud to pick up Chairman Will in our Black Panther van this time and let him sit back and enjoy the ride. He's been pressing transportation throughout the region and making sure the Panthers show up where they're supposed to be at. And this time he gets a day of relaxation. 23-year-old man, awesome, making a name for himself, breaking the ice all over the Mid-Atlantic, all over New York, all over South Carolina, all over Maryland, D.C., Virginia, West Virginia, East Coast, a bad man. And he's got that tech experience, and we'll give you some more on him later. But I'm just saying to you, Chairman Will, we thank you for your dedication and your commitment and being so highly productive coming out of a city that has been stagnated for a minute. But now Baltimore's
right
on the map because of Brother Will. Black power. Black power,
Black
Brother
power.
Will over there, Baltimore. Putting the reparations button up and down him some Baltimore streets, all up and down some Park Heights, Righteousness Town Road, all up and down Monroe and North Avenue and every other street you can name on the east side, west side, Northern Parkway on the north side, Morgan, Carson State. It's the most state, but he's an awesome man, a young man, and that's why I say they've been complaining about the past. Oh, man, y'all go, bunch of old heads, man. Well, this guy's 23. I don't know nobody 40 that can compete with him. He's a bad man, and I ain't just bragging. I'm just talking back at the Mackin right now, and we're moving on down. We're going to go down, get his twin. I'm going to get his twin right there in North Carolina, Roxborough, at 336-336-583. We got Brother Maurice. Comrade Maurice is shaking and quaking and turning them everywhere but loose for Wilmington, Delaware on the weekend. Bring up Brother Maurice, Black Power at 336.
Black Power.
My man. Brother Maurice, Black Power. Make sure he didn't hit mute. Are you there, Brother Maurice?
Maurice, we done lost our brother. Where is he at?
Maurice, have you hit mute? I know Maurice ain't talking and miss mute. I don't know what we got that time. We're going to have to chime back in. Brother Maurice at 336-583. That's why I'm questioning. Do we have any technical difficulty? Trying to talk to our tech. I got a tech man on board here. Well, damn it. Do we have Maurice online, though? That's the question. Boy, we're going to have to keep it. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Let's push. Oh, we got to get the right button. Want to try that? Let's push it again.
We
got to
do
Maurice,
a search party. We got to search for our brother. Come on.
Brother Maurice, we may have not have had a channel open. Brother Maurice at 336-583. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Can you?
All right. Yes, sir, we got you now. Maurice out of Roxborough, North Carolina, and he's rocking the mic. Black
sir,
power.
But like I said, I just been
Black
in
power.
The city looking for a bunch of land acquisitions. I found a bunch of them for decent prices, so I'm going to be giving that out the next leadership meeting, the addresses and the phone numbers and stuff on that property that's there. And like I said, they need
right
some prices. But, yeah, about the votes, yeah, we got to stop giving our votes out because the system isn't for us. The system isn't for us. It doesn't matter whether it's Republican, Democrat. The system isn't built for black people. This is not our system.
That's right.
So either way you go, you know, especially when you got the kinfolk that is, the kinfolk that we have, we do have in politics, they talk crazy. Like the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, you know what he said the other day? He said he think black people owe slavery. He denounced it.
Lost his natural mind, sure did.
He said this publicly. He said this. Oh, slavery.
We got time, Brother Maurice. If you have to plug out and plug back in, we don't have a problem with that. Just come back in and press 1. I'm just going to advise you to just go ahead and hang up, dial back in, and press 1. That'll put you on a new lease.
Okay.
We'll see if we can bring you to the top. Go ahead and hang up, Maurice. For us.
Okay.
Just hang up right now and dial right back in.
Because they're mad at you in North Carolina.
Yeah, I know.
We
got to
hear you.
My man.
We can't lose.
We're checking these no good bastards. Yeah, we putting
right.
The check in the mail.
No.
And no good crackers.
We are America. That's right. Bishop, I'm going to introduce you in a second. Hold on tight there, Bishop. Hold on tight.
We're going to milk the heifer while we got it. We ain't scared of nothing red, so you just bring it on. Bring it on, bring it on. And that's the way we got to do it right here at Black Power Radio. Maurice is going to tune right back in and complete his statement. But we're happy that all of you are tuned in. We got a pack line, and it's showing a lot of love right here at Black Power Radio tonight. And
That's right.
We're out of sight. Can't help it. You can't lose.
You want a segue.
And we got reparations in the mix. We got us some Malcolm X in the mix. We got us some Juneteenth in the mix. We just in the goddamn mix. That's what we do. That's who we are. We're Red Black here with Maurice, and we're rocking us some Black Power Radio as we continue on his statements on Roxborough, reparations, the event in Wilmington, et cetera. Talk black to us, Maurice.
Yes, sir. Like I was saying, like even when we do have black politicians with power that's in the government, when they think that way, it's not helping nothing. I mean, this man said...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Once you get that mic stationary, you have to talk into the mic and it's got to remain stationary. You remain stationary.
Yes, we can.
And turn it on speaker. Go ahead, Black Power.
All right.
You got to place the mic down, Maurice.
Place it down right on the tabletop and talk black to us.
Mm-mm. You're not going to put a hole in my back.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. I just had to find it.
Still moving
at
that mic.
And look, they want to keep it a secret. They don't want it to get out, do they?
Apparently not. They're trying
to defend. You know the enemy's on that line, too. But go ahead, Maurice. You got to put your mic still. And just press the speaker button and just talk. If you can, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to keep it in one spot. Go ahead and let it go. Black Power.
All right, I ain't moving. Okay. When you got people in the government that's got that ideology, I mean, we're not going to make it nowhere. Because, I mean, you that's why I say quit voting because they're your people. Sometimes kinfolk is the worst.
All kinfolk,
not skinfolk. So just because the man black, that don't mean you should put him in office.
Mm-hmm.
And I yield black power.
Black power. And
black
Maurice
power.
Is absolutely
black
right.
Power.
And North Carolina is a bitch. All these knuckleheaded Negroes from Buttersworth to Buttersworth. Somebody Buttersworth was a goddamn chair of the whole Congressional Black Caucus. They did not make one ounce of progress under Buttersworth. And all I can say, buttered bun, buddy. It don't matter. He's not doing a damn thing for black people. I'm telling you, I'm up close and personal with you guys. I'm right here in Washington, D.C. We're going to put a fine timeline and light a fire up under their behind, and we're going to roll them up out of here and put some fresh bread in the bun box. And I'm just telling you now, they will be undoubtedly fired from the job for non-productivity and counter-revolutionary activity against the efforts and the volition, the will of we the people. And we'll be just butting them out, exposing their no good, half-baked, half-shaked, half-cracker behind, and the half-cracker mind. And we'll be booting them out of the black community. That's why there is a Congressional Black Caucus. We're going to pay a couple of lines of that Adam Clayton Powell and keep it moving for black revolution. Because he didn't integrate you in the goddamn burning house. Fred Douglas didn't integrate you in the burning house. You integrated yourself in the burning house and set a fire on your own self for Kumbaya, the Rodney King shuffle, and we all get along. Well, goddamn it! If we were getting along, we would need the Black Panther Party wouldn't be saying one syllable to your right mind. You'd be in order. We'd be over there where the real fire is. But being your ass has not been active, we're going to get you for non-activism, for non-productivity, and non-politicalism, in the favor of we the people, because that's why in the hell you got elected in, to be in the favor of we the people. We're not no crash dummies here in Washington, the DMV, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, in California, Georgia, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Illinois, and other places that we vote, especially Michigan and Ohio. So we're just telling you right now, you will not get that cheap shot over on us today trying to go in there and play dead. Obama was a nightmare. When you really, how can you go in and get some visibility and the voice of the LGBT, the voice of the Hispanic, and not one syllable said on black people? That's a form of treason. He should be publicly denounced for it and publicly exposed for it and move on. No reparations, no vote. That's the kind of jargon, that's the kind of rhetoric we need to take on into Washington and make it publicly known fact. No reparations, no vote. There will be no more black vote. That's the announcement we need to make in collective solidarity. No reparations, no vote. 2024, baby, here we come. Oh, we ain't no lightweight. We the heavyweight here.
Amen.
The hard home run,
amen.
The home run hitters at the bat. And the overweight lovers in the house. Oh, my, my, my. We up in here tonight. It's a rack of us. I don't even know where to stop. What you say, South Carolina? Y'all supposed to be on that front line to help these people out today. Where are you? Ty Nitty, we're here at 864.
Hey, Ty Nitty in the building, man. What's up, bro? Hey,
Black
power.
What's up in the building? Black power.
Hey, happy Mother's Day to y'all black women again, because at the end of the day, y'all take on the role of the man and the woman. And y'all been protecting us and leading for us and dying for us and praying for us and protecting for us and providing for us from day one. And we came from y'all, and we love y'all, mother, sister, daughter, black women. Happy Mother's Day. Happy late Mother's Day again. And black power.
All right. Black
and
power.
Black power.
Day.
Black power.
All right.
Black power. We're happy to have you this time. Get down with the real nitty gritty. Let's get down with the good tie nitty. Everybody do the tie nitty on three. We're going to go ahead up here to 262. Man, we got so many online, I can't even call them all. At 252, I've been taking them in the order they've been coming in. At 252, you're live. 252 at 622, you're live on Black Power Radio. And you can talk black to us. Talk black. At 252, come on. Like car 54,
black
car 252. Black power, talk black. Tell us who you
Bishop
are for 252.
Bishop, hold on one
252-622. 252-622. Is that a bishop? 252-622. There's about 10 more.
Yeah, before I introduce
I won't get them all.
Yeah.
You got one for us?
We got to introduce
Let's
Bishop.
Say,
we got a clip of yes,
power,
we got a clip
power.
Of Bishop Black Power. So we're going to just introduce quickly Bishop Williams. He was pretty much the first speaker on May 6th at the task force hearing, and he kind of didn't shy away from what he needed to say. So I want you to hear a little bit about Bishop Williams.
Black Power.
Hold on.
Come on, we're only going to have 10 minutes. Mr. Graham, everyone? Okay, you have
10 minutes, but
do your best. Go ahead,
Mr. Graham. Speak into the mic. The $50 million that you took out, we want it back in our community, okay? And that money took me. Vice President to Africa and trying to make a whole out of
the local Mister, you damn right. He called Kamala Harris a hoe right in front of that was the first opening hearing of the task force.
It worked so well.
Thank you.
Please, Bishop.
Amos Brown didn't like that. Listen to what he said.
Honor the title that you carry. And don't speak about my member, Kamala Harris, that way. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Sure, man. You ought
to be ashamed of yourself.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I tell you, those were fight words. Go on, Bishop. What was going on through your head when you addressed Amos Brown that day?
Well, you know, I've been
in this for a long time. People, I've been knowing Amos Brown for a long time. And he's one of the black men that, number one, is a black Ku Klux Klan. I've been knowing that for years. So that man, he come to my house many, many years ago when he was supervisor, wanted me to erase Willie Brown's name off the a lawsuit I had, $250 billion lawsuit against the railroad companies, and Willie Brown's name was on the case. Willie Brown's name went on the case for a charge. His name, because he was the man, his name was that it showed the city how much money that the railroad company had thrown the city out of. You know, right now the city is paying Catullus Railroad Company's money for the Charlie John's parking lot over there, but the city owned the property. And they own a lot of more property over there.
Let me ask you, Bishop, what is it that you want people to know about reparations? You've been fighting for it for about 50 years now and in the Bay Area as well. What is it that you want people to know about it and how they can be part of the movement to make it happen?
It's because the study that I've done along with my daddy, I mean, when I was 8, 9 years old, my daddy was raised by his grandfather. His grandfather was an ex-slave. Okay, so he taught my daddy everything was going on that on the 1800, what black people were doing and everything, and how they did all the dancing and everything, and white people couldn't dance. There was the only dance never done by blacks. White people just come there and look. So I learned a lot of things about money belonging to black people.
And they want land, right.
Right. So I can, you know, I can see right, I'm like my mother. My mom used to say, boy, I can see right through you. You know, I can see straight through you. And I can see through a lot of people, you know.
That's right. When you saw through Amos Brown that day, you called his woman Kamala Harris a hoe, sir. I never in my life expected that from you, but it was refreshing because he has to let them have it. He don't play that. So the 9 task force members got to be replaced by you, my beautiful black people. So the task force is you. We can't say that.
Got that $50 million. Yeah, he made a whole out of it.
That's right. Wells Fargo gave him $50 million. And so this is why we cannot depend on these self-serving politicians who want to continue to pay their pocket. So we're going to get our reparations, and we're going to take it.
But as we go forward,
that's how we're going to do that there.
As we go forward with reparations, the thing that we have to put out there,
yes,
about the money and about the land.
Yes, sir.
A home, the homestead land.
That's right.
That's been yet. And that was Freeman Bureau land black didn't get.
That's right. All the Freeman
land didn't get.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold it right there, Bishop. We're going to circle right back. We're going to hand the mic back to our national chairman because we do want to hear from the public on their opinion and what their thoughts on reparations as we speak. So please hold on and stay with us, Bishop Williams. We love you so very much in this platform because you bring the real fire.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The law, federal law says public trust land property belong to the peoples, okay?
Yes, sir.
Public trust land property belong to the peoples. And we don't have none of it. We're not people under the law. And I took, me and my wife took Amtrak out with Cleveland and back. And I cried a lot going and coming because on each side of the highway and everything, the track all the way to Cleveland. Black didn't own none of the land I was looking at. and it hurted me to my heart. You know?
That's right. That's right. And that's what we're going to repair, all of that damage. And I believe this is our year. This is our year. After this year, if we are going to keep discussing reparations, we're done with that. We're going to take our land and call it a day. Yes, sir.
And you need to put everything important together and go forward with it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
The bishop is instructing us to go forward with our reparations. If there's no reparation, there'll be no black vote. Someone has to do something and offer up an ultimatum. When they say no riding no buses, we ain't riding your train. And when they say boycott our bill, now we need to boycott with our vote. Take the goddamn vote away.
That's right.
That's how these bastards are getting in office, delivered us absolutely nothing in 400 years of just tyranny on our backside, on our front side. And they come right in our face and cut up like a, just show their natural behind all the time. So we'll send time out for the opposition. No reparations, no vote. And we're going to... Let me see what we got here.
There's a lot of people.
Yes, sir. Bishop.
I got 5-10 and 3-10. 3-10 or 5-10. Which one do we have? 3-10 or 5-10?
Let's take Bay Area first. 5-10.
Well, I've got him. I've got him. Is that money? That's Money Group?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got you. Let me see what
5-10.
Unless you got something hot, I'm going to come right back to you.
I got something hot. The only thing that I would say is that... Okay, all right. The only thing I would say is hot is make sure that you spread the word what you heard with our churches, because our churches every single Sunday has the most blacks in them every single Sunday, and the pastors need some kind of tithes, and if we don't have reparations, we can't increase your tithes, pastors. So you tell that elected official, whether he's black or white, who comes to your church, we got to have reparations, or we're not going to vote for your ass. It's just that simple. And we want to stimulate the economy. We plan to stimulate the economy with our reparations money, like our ancestors did when they worked for over 400 years cultivating cotton, tobacco, rice grain fields, sugar cane, on free labor. Now we pay into taxes. We pay taxes, and now we want to use our money to help ourselves as well as the white boy. And we hear these white boys talking about, I don't want to give my money for no reparation. Well, what we're saying to you white boys out there that are listening to the sound of my voice, you don't have a choice. When we talk about police brutality, you paid for the services of police officers that killed our people. And you may not have paid for the payout for being liable when these officers are found liable for killing us, but you paid them, and we in turn got paid back. So don't tell us that. Banking and lending institutions in America that you were a part of, that participated in the slave trade when they were bringing us over from Africa. Your money participated in that when the slave owners owned us and put an insurance policy on us for $12, and we had to come up dead within 6 months, and you got the slave masters got $600 after we came up dead, whether hanged, poisoned, or any other kind of way, but we still came up dead within 6 months. And those banking and lending institutions and insurance companies were liable. And I got the documentation of substantiation and verification of that information. I yield back. I yield black.
And
all right.
Black
power. Black power. Amen.
From the
piggyback on what he just said.
Everybody meet up with one mic on KCOC 5, and this is what we got here.
is one message to the street.
Bishop, hold on now. Round
table. Chill that mic out for a minute. Hold that mic for a minute. We want to send one message of solidarity to all preachers in the community, all the preachers in the community. If there's no reparations, no tax. I hope you, we don't have an echo, but whoa. Everybody mute up on your own. I'm going to mute everybody. If you don't mute on your own, I'm going to mute everybody. Everybody's got to mute. Well, here we go. Everybody's getting muted. You either getting booted or you getting muted. And that's the way we're going to go tonight. Now, let me tell you something. After muting everybody, don't that feel good to get you one mic on Shaky Man Akbar when he's telling you no tithe at the mosque and the masjid, all of them getting this black money and black votes and all this stuff combined. They're getting it off the backsides of black people, out of our paychecks, out of our little hustle money, out of our black business. And we're telling you, no reparations, no tithes, no reparations, no charity, no zakat, that the Nation of Islam mosque, the Sunni mosque, the Mo's, no money going there. We can't get reparations, no money going in political and religious institutions until we get reparations. We got to boycott this whole goddamn thing. Somebody got to be a student.
Right on.
Somebody got to be smart enough to come up with something that they
can.
And in the Crackers Church and the Church of Scientology, no ties. No money should come from any black man, woman, or child until we get reparations. We're going to send a message of reparations home. We're going public on this thing all the way. I had a chance to think about it. Just like we did that Million Man March, we're going to do a collective style there. But we're going to get something out of this. We're going to get reparations. We're going to say $50 million for reparations. How about that now? Anybody that's doing a just estimation of us, we represent 50. I don't give a damn how many million that goddamn Bureau of Census and the Census Bureau of Statistics is saying. I don't give a damn about a cracker name, Uncle Sam at the government. We represent $50 million for reparations. Now, try that. How you like that? How about that? How about that? You've been going slick, sly, and willing. No money going to SCL. No money goes to the community action until we get us some reparations. We'll put these bastards on the front line. They've been getting all this, when them in Dr. King, and Dr. King, and Elijah Muhammad, and Marcus Messiah God. No money should go in any organization until we get reparations paid in full, because you've been bullshitting long enough. You tell them Shaky Ma'am Akbar is called for a full-blown 100% social, religious, organizational boycott, our billions for our 50 million. We're going to take our 50 million and boycott your ass. How about that? Want to try that? Let's do something smart. Let's work smart for a change.
Amen.
And stop playing around with our revolution. And let's get serious. Didn't Michael Jackson admit that? Huh? Let's get serious. We done heard that before. This ain't your first rodeo, brother and sister. Stop acting like you shame. And let's get on up for some real reparations. Let's get up for some real black revolution. Like all your Tupac, all your rappers, no money going by no rap tunes. Until we get full and complete reparations. We've been poking fun at us and playing around with us. But now we're going to pull up on y'all. The real revolutionaries, we'll pull up armed. We don't give a damn who you are. We will pull up on your ass armed. You fuck with one of us. We've been trained to cut you behind that. Come on. You got to talk black to us. You got to get real. We ain't just taking all this training and doing all this stuff nationwide and not getting no results. And you've been ducking us. Duck behind the building when you tell you to show up. Ducking behind here. Ducking behind there. Hide behind the church. Hide behind the tree. Hiding behind the rock. We're going to make the church and the rock cry out. Oh, no, you no good fucker. You hypocrite. There's no hiding place under here. The reparation or bust, buddy. This is where we come here today. Reparations or bust. Well, you got to do it, brother and sister. You've allowed these people to play with us and toy with our revolution and toy with our reparations. And here comes some more naysaying Negro. Y'all ain't never going to get whoa, and such a thing, and y'all ain't never going to do. How you going to use never in the sentence with a black revolutionary at this hour? We got our black people on the front line ready to go, ready to check these bastards. You talking that never. You never say never again. And we're going to say the hanging and lynching of us, never, 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 ever again. I don't know if y'all, everybody here tonight.
Never, ever, ever.
Let's say it together. Never, never, ever
never.
Again. That's right.
Never, 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 ever.
Never
again.
Ever again. That's what we got to do. We got to have self-determination. Never, never, ever again.
Never,
a black revolutionary.
No, no,
we're going to get fired up tonight. I am a black revolutionary.
I am.
We're going to take them for fun. We're going to take all the money out the church. Everything we got in our power, transportation, cab driving, hold our money back until we get reparations. This is how you got to do it today. Put on, Biden got all them time. He never gave us a damn thing. Barack Hussein Obama did all that talking and walking, and he's a gay walking motherfucker, and he ain't give us nothing. He didn't deliver not one cent. What did he deliver? Nothing time, nothing. But a gay activist right vote. And that ain't worth a damn to a black revolutionary at this hour. So until he brings some, we have to call Obama back up and say we're going to hold him up and take all the royalties from the book of Barack Hussein Obama until we get reparations. We're going to have to donate all
not
the proceeds.
Not Obama.
For reparations. We can't hold this bastard accountable. Obama, Michelle, got
Obama.
Too rich on us. They got two goddamn rich.
Yeah.
These are sets of demands, and I hope y'all write them down, because I don't forget. I got elephant memory. But this is how we got that. The church, that's right, and the bishop. What was the bishop's name in Chicago? He was told to boycott him. I can't call the name of that bishop. The bishop in Chicago. Obama was told to distance himself from the bishop. What's his name? And the name of his church. Somebody knows it. It's not Google it. Goddamn, we'll get it right. Yeah, that's right. Bishop Stalin and Bishop so-and-so, Reb Nick Bone, Pastor Chickenfoot. We don't want one dime going back until we get reparations. Huh? You think you distance yourself that time? You messing with some people that know how to boycott. We know how to demonstrate, and we know how to get results. Huh? Got the professional demonstrators working on your behind. So this is why we've come here tonight. Now, somebody that didn't get to the mic, and we got to open it back up. We just did a fresh restart, and we're going to get your programs on. Now, who was it that didn't make that mic? I called out
510, I believe.
Come on, 510, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Black Power, can you hear me?
Black Power, we can hear you loud and clear. Talk black tonight. You ain't no restrictions on what you got to say and how you say it. You can talk how you like right here on Black Power Radio. So talk black to us at 510. 510, give a horn.
Black
one more horn for 510.
One more horn for the bag for Queenie Davis in the
house. Come on and talk black to us.
So this is Queen Ann Davis, who founded Time to Vote for Us a few months ago. So basically, it's Attention Red and Blue, My Black Voters for Sale. But I want to address a couple of things that was spoken tonight concerning the black churches. So let's keep in mind that hardworking black men and women pay their tithes to black churches. Those black churches invest that money in white banks. Those white banks extend that money to loans for everybody else except for us. So that's one thing that's never talked about. Okay. As far as holding our black vote, we should hold our black vote, but we got to be more aggressive than that. We got to hit them from every angle, meaning a march to Washington, D.C., like the Million Man March, a class action lawsuit against the federal government. We have to hit them from every angle. We should not be taking baby steps. We should be hitting them very aggressively. They open up the doors when they pretending to give us reparation. And all along, this is only for the support of the black vote because they then lost the support of the black voter, the Democrats. So they open up that door, and we need to close it. Period.
Gotcha.
So we have to be more aggressive than just holding our black vote.
That's right.
We need to put them on notice. We need to identify every politician that's going to run for that 2024 election and put their asses on notice that we're coming for our check. Period.
Official announcement on June, and we're going to make it at Malcolm X Day. We're going to make the announcement at Juneteenth that the march is coming. We're going to pick our date for our march, and we're going to have a 50 million march on Washington, D.C. And rope off that monument. Rope it all off until we get goddamn reparations. We ain't going nowhere until we get approved on our reparations. They played with us long enough on the issue of reparations. I am a Washington, D.C.
Amen.
And I know how we did the Million Man.
Power.
Know how we did the I Have a Dream. We know how to organize here in Washington. We're just asking for nationwide support so we can get this put in place
right. And
get our reparations done. Let's get a done deal. No wise different than the insurrectionalists, but they punked them out. There's a bunch of punks here in Washington. They punked them and the proof of evidence in their own insurrection. We ain't scared. We ain't red. And we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. Not at all. Whatsoever. Watch them all come from Truman Eisenhower to Carter Lynch Bench, from Johnson and Johnson to No Johnson, and all the way back from Kennedy all the way up to Obama, from goddamn Ronald Reagan to the Bushes, from Jesse Jackson running and say stay out of the Bushes, to all of them, from Al Gore to No Chore. I'm just here to tell you, from Clinton to Benton, from Ron Brown, who was executed, from the loins of Colin Powell, who was executed. We're not scared of you. We ain't red and we ain't scared. But I'm just telling you that we are going to take our reparations and manage it for ourselves and manage it in our own hands. We will make a demand on no uncertain terms without any flinching and fumbling and stumbling. We demand reparations, and that's what we're saying here today. But we're going to make our call on Juneteenth day to let them know we'll be all showing up 50 million strong. No black man, woman, or child. No one from We the People left behind. How are you going to say it? With no one left behind. Everybody, even our sympathizers can come that day. But everybody that's for reparations, and I believe we'll exceed well over 50 million, and we will stop this traffic. We will stop the whole city until they deliver us a bill for reparations, a sensible thing, a sensible payout, a sensible land grant, and a sensible payout. Simply because everybody, listen to everybody on reparations. Now the black revolutionaries got it. We know how to manage. We know how to produce, and we know how to get results. All we ask, brothers and sisters, if you obey our commands, we'll be successful. If you don't listen to us and obey us, we don't care if you listen. We want you to obey and carry out the instructions to hold back the tide, hold back the vote and the tide from everybody until we get our reparations delivered. Oh, I hope you can see sensibly in the direction we're going here and see how much sense that makes for We the People, because we've been playing with it and we've been losing the game, but now we got revolutionaries on it. You got those that ascended out of Dr. College tribe, the ones that came for real freedom fighting at this hour in power. Oh, my. Somebody need to speak here. I don't know who it is. But that's just, let me see if she got all her stuff out now. We got 5-10. I'm going to get right here with you and make sure you got your whole space. Now, you demand the mark, I'm demanding the mark. You demanding reparations, I'm demanding reparations. Looks like we need to work as a team. So let me clip that number.
Absolutely. Absolutely, black power.
I ain't gonna make it public yet, because you might have another contact that you want to use. But any information, now you talking like a real revolutionary. I am totally going to hold you accountable for coming on Black Power Radio and carrying out some instructions to get reparations. If you have any contact
it
information,
is a real revolutionary. That's right.
What city is that 5-10? Let me talk black to you now. What city are you coming out of?
I'm in the Bay Area, California.
Okay, you're in California. Now, that's a good place to be right now, because you're right there with our Honorable Minister of Justice, the Honorable Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, will take care of you. And we got double R riding shotgun and navigator. She's in the driver's seat as the justice, but he's our navigator. He's very proficient and getting results in California. Isn't that right? Huh? So we were
you
in good hands at the CCC. You in good hands. So we just want you to make sure your orders are carried out for this holding. Now, what was the thing you required? A mod and what else now? Clear.
A class action lawsuit.
She's in the race. So we're going to make sure you team up
with
Dr. Toothpaste. I'm telling you, let me tell you something now, because everybody messing this up. Let me tell y'all something. I have worked for Thurgood Marshall. I want you to know that. I have worked for Thurgood Marshall. Dr. Critical Race Toothpaste is the best that I have seen since Thurgood. You might have thought that Thurgood Marshall was a joke. Thurgood Marshall came out of Charles Hamilton, Houston, and he was the best. Do you know he tried the first case? My auntie was one of his first cases when he did. Google Irene Morg. You think I'm joking? We both come out of Nat Turner Land at Gloucester, Virginia. And she came out of there, and she had a miscarriage and baby situation there with Irene Morg. These are 11 years before Rosa Parks. And she just wanted to go on to the hospital in Baltimore. But on the way, some white man requires to see some white woman. Somebody white want her to see. She ain't giving up no seat. 11 years before it was a problem. So they tried to put Irene Morgan off the bus. This is my auntie now. I'll show you
that's
how blood
right
flow
now.
Down
gotta
here.
Close up.
All right, you got
close
Irene
up,
Morgan on the
mom.
Screen. And she
that's
bucked
right.
on
so
them.
It
she bucked on the driver.
She's a,
and the driver drove from
yeah.
the township of Gloucester, Virginia, to a place called Saluda in Middlesex County, Virginia. And pulled over and got old beer belly sheriff like Chuck Wainwright came out. What's his name, Chuck? Chuck Wainwright came to the bus. She done kicked the bus driver and the sheriff and basically beat him up. And they just ganged up on her, put the cuffs on her. But Thurgood Marshall took that case. And he whipped those
sure
guys did. In court. And that was in 19. Give it to me. Is that 44? Since I'm bullshitting. Before I bullshit you, I wouldn't even stop and talk with you. So we're going in the name of Irene Morgan to get these reparations that they took. They beat her, just abused her while she was working with a miscarriage, knowing the lady going to the hospital, still gave her heart to, still locked her up and still did her dirty. So we need reparations for that. There's no amount of money that you can put up to make up for that dirty deed that you did to Irene Morgan. That's my so I have a personal vendetta in this, right? And Thurgood Marshall, I work with him. I'm telling you that Dr. Critical Race Toothpaste is 10 times sharper. Come on with it. It's 10 times sharper than Thurgood
yes,
Marshall.
Sir.
Dr. Critical Race Toothpaste. I want to get y'all straight. Because some of y'all sleep your lunchbox down here. We're going to get you out of that goddamn lunchbox and get you over here to where you can do some work. So now, that's what we want to be clear on that. So we're going after reparations. We got a, I don't know if it's called class action, but the style of it is a class action suit for 50 million
that's
black
right.
people. I don't care how many you say. I want 50 million black people written on that paper. So maybe we can kidnap
right.
a few of the Caribbean, and we'll have us 50 million to put this thing in effect, okay? Don't question our words. Just support what we are saying, because you are too much of a crash dummy. If you haven't been on the Nat Turner property and raised some organic crops yourself, if you ain't been on Harriet Tubman and Nat Turner property, then you shouldn't be teaching black history. So we need to sue them. They owe us reparations for falsifying black history. Huh? And some of all that have crowded around the issue of black history, and they owe us reparations for trying to take out the black history. We want to sue them for our home economics to come back in the classroom and the proper vocational trades put in all schools where our black youngsters have maybe not done all swell to go to college, but an insurance policy that they will have a vocational trade by the 11th grade. Now, how does that sound to you for part of reparations?
That's
package?
Right.
Because they don't know how to put no package together. They don't know how to meet our needs. So we meet our own needs, right? And as we go forward and hook it on up with Africa in every way we can. But we want to be right there with the Queen Mother and give us that name again. We want to mess that up. That was 510. What's the next letters? What was the first three numbers?
Queen Anne Davis. Anne Davis. Queen Anne
Yo,
Davis.
Anne Davis is on 510-314. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
All right, we got you. We ain't going to get your whole number out. They ain't going to find you. They ain't going to track you down like a
Blood of John.
I just want to add that they do have the money to give us. They don't have to be out of the taxpayer doctors, but we do live in America, and they print money.
All right.
Print claim over $80 billion to a war that don't have nothing to do with America. They can give us that money. The federal government owes us. Period.
That's right.
They stole us what? They sold us what? And they owe us, right?
Exactly.
They owe us. Huh?
They sold us like a
chattel cattle. They sold us. But now they owe us. According to Michelle O'Malley, they call Michelle and Barack out on the right to their foot that all of their money should go to support reparations until we don't want one more tithe paid in a church. Not one more tithe paid on a political campaign until we get full and complete reparations. Y'all just been working on the wrong shit. They got you on a fulfillment decoy. Oh, but we come to get you focused tonight. All praise is due to Allah. We've come to get you focused here tonight. So let's get it right. And we're uptight. We're out of sight. We've got that one. We got that one. We got a 312 that's out there. Now, Queen Mother, now we got you straight, right? You got your number and your stuff and the issue, right? All that straight. And are you in contact? Do you have the numbers of the National Minister of Justice?
That's my ride or die right there, Queen Anne Davis.
Okay, you have her number, Dr. Truth. Do you have her number?
Absolutely.
You got it. Okay, so I need y'all two teamed up working on the issues we've discussed so far in the way of making a demand, getting the march on, and getting the class action suit and getting the language. I want you to get the language in the class action suit. And it's the most justifiable piece of legislation that's ever been put in America in our favor. Now, we're moving on here to 312.
Right on.
312 at 394. You're live on Black Power Radio. 312-394.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh. Thank you.
Come on in the house. What a fine night.
Yes, yeah.
My
name is Gregory Alex. I'm chiming in from Chicago, Illinois. Was invited by my girl Switchblade.
Come on in the house, Black Chicago. We need you like water.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm listening. And I love.
We can't live without Chicago. Come on now.
Yes, everything dope in America comes from Chicago. I'm here. I just want to share me and Switchblade, we connected a while back, and she told me that she wanted me to jump on here to kind of share what I do and how I help our people throughout North America. And one way I'm helping individuals is putting a law firm in the palm of our hands for families and business owners. And one thing we do need, we need equal access under law. You know, we need to be able to protect our rights but understand what our rights are, because if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And so I'm just here just to, you know, to educate folks on the different things that I'm doing to help folks have access to their law firms wherever they're at in the country, to ask questions, to get things done, and also to have 24/7 emergency access, especially for our Black young men and young women out here, you know, even anybody that may be questioned, detained, or maybe pulled over by the police. You have unlimited access to be able to speak to a lawyer in that situation. So I'm all about helping. I also work with teenagers here in Chicago as a mentor. I'm thankful to be on here. But hey, if anyone ever want to reach out to me, just know more what I'm doing to do so. The number 312-394-0057, and my email is G as in Greg C Alex @gmail.com. So GCAlex1@gmail.com.
Beloved Greg. Alphanumerically pure at heart, sir. Because I just saw my comrade reach out for that pen, and he missed that number, and we want you to repeat it just for the, kind of slow for those that may not be pure, numerically pure at heart, and just go ahead and run that number again.
Yes, sir. Cell phone number 312-394-0057. 657. Gregory, Alex, shoot me a text or call. You know who you are, but I want to help more people understand their rights and give them access for their personal life, business, whatever the case may be. Because like you said, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. That's it for me.
Right on. That's how.
That's one of the most valuable numbers that y'all have taken down in a long time. That we got him on record right here at Black Power Radio, and that's a 312 man, and we're moving. He's got a black plan in his hand, and he's a strong black man. You understand? And we're in the middle of the run.
Black Superman.
Right here in the middle of the jungle. All right, we got to move down again. We got another 310, looks like. A 310.
Bishop Williams.
Oh, that's Professor Money Grill. We keep hitting him. Keep getting him away. You a hot man tonight, Professor Grill. Go ahead, you there? You still with us?
I got to drop it like this,
huh? I'm going to skip you again. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Here, take this number down, because this number takes you right to the horse's mouth when we talk about Gavin Newsom, who has ambitions of being the president of the United States. No black vote, no reparations. The number to call for the voicemail to Governor Gavin Newsom of California is 916-445-2841. I don't know how much time you get on voicemail, and I understand that one of my colleague, she called in and somebody did pick up. But if you call after hours, so be it, and just say no black reparations, no vote. And that goes with the churches as well. And so there you go. There you go, guys. Spread the word what you heard.
Calling on.
I yield black, and I like what I'm hearing. But you need to spread the word what you heard on how we need to strategize to get all of our people to realize that in spite of adversity, success can still be obtained. Remember, we can talk about the problem, but it's one thing to talk about the problem and yet to be about the problem. All right, I'm done. I yield black.
I got a 72, looks like it might be black switchblade, at 872-872 at 201. We got some black switchblade out there. 872.
Peace and black power, everyone.
Peace and black power.
How y'all doing tonight?
We got Chicago in the house, y'all. Black power.
Thank you, Brother Greg, for coming on and spreading the information, the good word about your activities with our community and everything. I just wanted to get that in there. And to remind our brothers and sisters, I will be at the Financial Committee City Hall meeting downtown Tuesday, May 30th at 11 a.m. to express our grievances as well as, most importantly, our demands to cut the checks. So on that note, we hear you in Chicagoland area. We're also spreading the word in our communities as well to be on the same page when it comes time for us getting our justice due. So remember, brothers and sisters, every minute, every hour, I represent black power. Every minute, every hour, we represent black power.
We represent black power. Right on.
Yes. Every year.
That's black power.
All day.
Coming out of
we are black power.
New York.
In every way. So let's show them.
Switchblade, can you talk on the top of that poem?
Lisa Williams. Y'all hear that? One mic on Switchblade and Dr. True.
Yeah, want to hear that again. We got to repeat it. Let's go, sis.
Oh, you like that? Okay, every minute, every hour, I represent black power. Every minute, every hour, we represent black power. Every year, all day, we black power people in every way. So black power, black power.
Black power.
Every minute, every hour, black power.
Black power. That's what I'm talking about. That's a channel.
We're going to use that chant at the elementary school that I am the local school president chairman of. You're going to see me do a video with our children doing that same chant.
We're going to have to rock that one more time because I think I felt somebody didn't quite get in the chat that time. So we need to get that chat right. Because that's going to be a nationwide chat for our 50 million, march. We need a 50 million march on Washington for reparations. We're calling for a 50 million. I want y'all to put it out tonight. Put it out tonight. 50 million march for reparations. 50 million march for reparations on Washington, D.C. We're tired of these naysayers who went to the home of Mr. McConnell. Full of disappointment. Please be yourself. I don't want to mute anybody. You want to go one by one? You scared to mute out? Somebody needs to mute. I need everybody to mute. I need everybody to shut them down. No, no echo. You got to mute out. Mute out, mute out, mute out.
Okay.
Okay. I need you to mute out for a second. Because we need to send that message of 50 million. Because that's why you miss it, because you talk at the same time. And you miss what the national chairman is saying. I know a way to get one mic. I mean, BZ can't mute yourself. We make sure that you, okay, now properly muted everyone here. Okay, now, let me tell you what's going on. We need to send out a message with your text. You start out your, I don't care how you put your flyers together. We got 10,000 flyer makers here. And we want you to put all kind of flyers out. We have called for a 50 million march for reparations. And that's calling for every black man, woman, and child to stand up for reparations. You don't have the luxury of ducking reparations. You don't have the luxury to say no to us when we're standing on Dr. Benjamin Banneker, and you ain't gave nothing. We standing on Frederick Douglass, you ain't gave, you treated him like a mangy dog, and you ain't gave nothing. You treated a major colonel, general, most decorated man in the army ever, and you treated him like a dog, and then you killed him in the person of Colin Powell. We don't want nothing from you but reparations and our props. And we ain't giving you no votes. Ain't no money paid at that clergy, and ain't no money paid to these organizations until we get full and complete. You make your organizational leader stand up for full and complete reparation. You make him take reparation and justice and manage with his hand. You make his hand go to work for we the people. You've been ducking us, man. Oh, but you can't hide now. You can run, 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 but I'll be goddamn if you can hide from us today. Because the light of Malcolm X is here, and we're exposing you for your wickedness against us. You're just as much criminal activity as the opposition, as these presidents have practiced criminal neglect and ducking. Sheriff Wrong Right, we're going to get after him down in Spartanburg for ducking us, killing us, and ducking behind the tree. Go make the tree cry. Hell no, Sheriff Chuck Wrong Right, you can't hide out over here. You can't hide in the church no more. You can't hide under Black Rock at midnight. Because we're going to get our Black Panthers to dig your no-good cracker behind up and expose you for the wickedness that you have been fostering an environment to kill more than 20 black people in record time, and the whole goddamn state supported you in doing that. That's a dirty deed. A no-good, low-down, filthy, dirty white man would do something like that to us and say, oh, well, he died in his sleep. Oh, he died of that. He died of that. You kept saying death, and it didn't mean nothing. You were doing drive-by, killing black people. So we're on a special committee, an investigative committee, going in there. We have the power now. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, has turned the power and put it in our hands now. How do you feel about that? They put the power in our hands, and we demand reparations. The words from the righteous are going out against the wicked. The Almighty Divine, the God, the Almighty God that originated the heavens and earth is in our favor. Oh, God is with us at this hour. Never you think for one split second that God is not with, that God didn't write every syllable of what we said tonight. God is with, the hands of God has wrote this down, that we must demand reparations. Take the money out of the church. Take the money out of your business. Take the money out of your politics and put it in reparations for us. We don't care nothing about you. Just there, appeasing somebody. You just been brought on the scene to appease somebody. We don't want you and your appeasement. But we will take your money, your tithe money at the church. We'll take your money that you're investing in a politician, in your business, and hold that money for a wise investment, a worldwide investment in the way of chocolate and rubber, uranium, and the things we need to run our nation and protect our nation. Scared of you, cracker? Don't think that we're scared of you. We don't know. We know how to organize. We don't want no help from you to put this government together because you have put up a lousy job. Scandalous. Every time I hear about New York Police Department, it's corrupt. Every time I hear about a township in Louisiana, it's corrupt. Every time I hear about an incident in Mississippi, it's corrupt. Every time I hear about a scandal in Missouri, it's corrupt. Every time I hear about something coming out of Chicago, it's corrupt. Well, I ain't like you, Donald the Duck Trump. I ain't afraid to go on the south side of Chicago. I'll go there and organize and make it better. You're just scared for your life. That's why you keep ducking the south side of Chicago. But we're going there to organize. We're going on to every project in Harlem and Brooklyn and the Bronx and organize this thing. In the Queens, Jamaica Queens, and organize this thing properly. So we'll be dignified and we'll build a decent society. Out of the people you call nothing, you call us nothing too long. You've killed our mama, daddy, sister, brother. You've demonstrated you'll kill our woman in her sleep and arrest the man that tried to expose you for doing it. Oh, you're a terrible thing, U.S. government. You arrested and put on the house arrest Louis Teal. You put Emmett Teal in the ground and didn't even give us any feedback. For 77 years, you suppressed Emmett and Louis Teal. Oh, but you're being exposed today. We don't need Whoopi Goldberg to tell us, sir. We don't need Mammy Teal to tell us, sir. You need to tell us, sir, government. Somebody representing the government, come out and tell the truth on Lewis and Emmett Teal. Come out and expose it, and let's get this thing straight once and for all. Oh, my. I got plenty of Adam Clayton Powell in me, bro. We are not going to accept no for an answer. So you're going to have to put us in the grave, and then my children going to get up. My 27 grandchildren will rise up on you, no good cracker behind. You can kill me as a martyr, but I don't give a damn about you cracking name, Uncle Sam. We're going to bring the truth today. We're going to get reparations full and complete on a million march for reparations. That's what you need. That's the prescription. 50 million march for reparations. We don't know what a 50 million march for reparations look like, so that means you got to show up down there. So you can see what a 50 million march for reparations looks like. Oh, my. Oh, you sure look good tonight. We're happy, again, that we have such strong and brilliant professional people to put this together for us. We couldn't do this on our own. We appreciate you, brother and sister, for being strong, for being patient, and for working on reparations and bringing our issue to the front line so we can be successful. Because you were working a formula for failure. I've listened to you. I've obeyed your commands and sentiments, and every time it ended in failure. We have given you a formula for success. It's up to you to work it skillfully and effectively against the goddamn opposition. We took a strong, hardline position against the opposition. And we ain't ready, and we ain't goddamn scared. Let me see if we still want St. Louis to speak tonight. We got Professor Moneygram. We got the 510 has spoken. Is that right? So there's a few more out there. I don't know. You just got to push one. I'm looking at you. Let's see who has not spoken. Oh, we got some 2-4. We know we're going to get us some reparations. If we put 240 on that, God damn it, we're going to get some reparations tonight. Come on here, 240.
Black power.
Black power, black power.
Black power, black power.
In the house. Real reparations in the house. Black power.
Yes, sir. Black power. This is General Biko from Columbus, Ohio. By way of Washington, D.C., I want to give a shout-out to Brother Greg and that Chicago hardline coming out of Chicago, coming out of Harvey, coming out of Alsip, coming out of Calumet, coming out of Cottage Grove, coming out of 79th, coming out of that city of Chicago. Chicago is a tough city, so it takes tough comrades to come out of a tough city. It takes strong brothers and sisters to come out of a city like Chicago. But we are in a position now where you're calling for 50 million. You're calling for $50 million to march on Washington for reparations. Now is the time to ask the critical question. Has our cry been in vain? Was Harriet Tubman's cry in vain? Sojourner's cry in vain? Frederick Douglass' cry in vain? Martin Delaney's cry in vain? Gabriel Pasa's cry in vain? Was their cry in vain? Malcolm X said that you don't go and ask your oppressor for freedom. He took you and enslaved you. He took you and oppressed you. He took you, he raped you. He took you, he maligned you. In all of this, he took you. That means he didn't ask you a damn thing. He took what he wanted. So in order to gain your liberty, in order to gain your freedom, in order to gain your independence, you have to fight for it and take it back. Individually, we are nothing. Collectively, we are strong. I want to give a shout out to your Minister of Justice, your National Minister of Justice. Sister, you thought I wasn't listening. I've been paying attention to you the whole time. Yes, Dr. Truth, you had the blueprint, but I had to test you. I had to try you. I had to put pressure on you. I had to see. I had to test you. I had to see if you can stand the test of time. And you have stood strong. You have stood committed. And you have stood where others had fallen. So Imam Akbar, National Chairman, I want to give you my respect and honor for choosing that one as your Minister of Justice. The spook has finally set by the door. I am now in a position where I can gather the necessary intel to help us take Franklin County, Columbus, Ohio, and put that under our banner. I am now the regional assistant to the commissioner of the Franklin County Courthouse. I'm the regional assistant. And I am a regional director of youth services in the juvenile detention center here. So that places us with an inside track to the goings-on right here in Columbus, Ohio. So I want to say this. Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad was a master strategist. He said that sometimes you have to be quiet sometimes and walk softly. Walk softly sometimes, still carry the hard line, but walk softly so that you can position yourself to be in a position to best serve the interests of your people. So those of us who are in the position to walk through certain doors, they don't have to know who you are right away. They don't have to know who you are at all. Walk in the damn door and solidify your position, because the position that you solidify has to be in the interest of your own people. You have young Panther cubs being raised right inside of these institutions right here in Columbus, Ohio. I got 27 young Panther cubs right now. They come in my office every day. I send passes out for them to come to my office every day for counseling. And I'm politicizing and radicalizing these young brothers so that they won't come back into that institution and be labeled a statistic. The warrior coming out of Chicago, the attorney, the brother has a plan for us. Get in line with your legal systems. Understand how they work. Understand what your rights are. We can't push for reparations, brothers and sisters, unless we have a legitimate political and legal agenda going forth, because we ain't just asking the U.S. government for nothing. We ain't asking them for a damn thing. We taking them before the world court. We taking them before the world court. And we're going to make them give us what they owe us. Black power.
Black power. Black power. We thank our beloved General Stephen Biko for bringing us an update and a briefing here at Black Power Radio, and then giving the commitment for that region, the capital of Ohio, of the state of Ohio in Columbus, and doing a fantastic job. No organization, Stephen Biko, no network of people, no state, no nation is any better than its ability to do effective community outreach. And we have expert fishermen out of the loins of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and out of the loins of Wallace B., out of the loins of Farrakhan, and out of the loins of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, a man, a freedom fighter, and an expert fisherman. Showed us how to fish. We know how to do this. And all we got to do is carry it out. And this is we asking for that $50 million march for reparations. It's not just a march, but it's a lifestyle. It's a whole culture. It's a whole civilization of people here that's been abused and neglected, criminally neglected, and they should be criminally charged. And if we know who these people are who have criminally neglected us, and we know who they are, who are currently doing the undermining of an entire people. And we'll talk more on that. I'm trying to get everybody to the mic that missed the mic tonight. I'm just trying to see anybody out there, flash your one if we missed you tonight. We look like we got almost everybody. Did you have something black in the office of Dr. Critical Truth Bay? Got accolades from Stephen Biko, Shaky Ma'am Akbar, Queen Anne, and the Switchblade. All of those acknowledge our National Minister of Justice as the most brilliant person that's ever decided to uphold justice and then demand that justice do its due diligence at this hour. So, Minister Justice, you have something before we move to another mic? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Black.
Black Power, can you hear me?
Black Power, you're allowed to hear here, and you're live on Black Power.
So I'm thoroughly honored for the accolades. I really, truly thank a great revolutionary man, Stephen Biko. He has, he has done a lot in the front lines, that's all I can say. But I'm really excited to know that he's carrying on the legacy in teaching our Panther Cubs the way of revolution. And I'm just at awe. I'm really excited to work alongside these great activists. We are not Facebook activists, that's for sure. Those on Black Power Radio, we are serious about the work of bringing truth, data, action, facts to the people, boots on the ground, and paperwork to back it up. So we definitely can't do that individually. We have to do it as a team, and I'm so grateful to be under our guidance of our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and continue the legacy of what our ancestors stood for. Malcolm X died for what we're doing right now, human rights as a law. He's been telling us since day one. Martin Luther King said that during the last of his days, but he switched to human rights. It's not about civil rights. Civil rights is equal, and we have never been equal. So it has to be a matter of human rights, and that's what we do. So also Queen Sister Anne and Switchblade, very powerful sisters, can't do anything without moving forward together in unison as well. So I'm grateful for that. And we are going to move forth with our class action suit. This is something that is not an option. It's not up for debate. It's going to happen. And if you are a descendant of chattel slave, you have no business not being in the front lines of reparations. Because without you determining your own fate, you damn sure can expect this opposition to hold your hand and cater to you now when they don't care for us. So, boy, it says no reparations, no vote. Now, I do have one segment I do want to share with our listening audience concerning the task force. Now, one thing we have not disseminated is how they operate. Now, when you do a meeting, you have to be on cue. You have to know what you're talking about. and you have to learn how to count. Is that right, National Chairman? Don't you think these basic rules should apply when you're talking about something as heavy as reparations?
Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely right, Dr. Trufe. She has evaluated and spent time. You don't know that this sister, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm on the East Coast. She's on the West Coast. And from my clock, I have watched her work and work with her and knowing that she held a line for 7 days, damn near 24 hours, getting this thing organized, straightening out this new Black Panther, straightening out the organizations on the West Side, and then traveling cross-country to check a no-good beer-bellied sheriff that was just as disrespectful as anything you'll find in the goddamn swamp water, and know that she has held her composure and held the line for the revolution, held the line for reparations. And she's the greatest component we have on our staff and the greatest component America has ever had. And we make sure they will never forget that. The name of Fannie Lou Hamer and the main name of Dr. Critical Truth Bay. So they're one and the same, and I say my, my, my.
Humble sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Now, I want you to talk about agenda item number 13. This is one of the last agendas at the action item for the hearing. Now, this action item is a final discussion and vote on the full and final report of AB 3121. Now, what is that, you may ask? There is a 500-page interim report that was drafted in 2021 before this task force came about. 500-page interim report. You can go on the OAG.ca.gov, the Inspector General, the Attorney General's website, to look at the interim report. Just type in reparations, and I want you to get a copy. Request a copy of this interim report. Now, during the meetings, I'm going to let you hear this clip. During the meetings, this is one of many, many mistakes that the Department of Justice for the U.S. federal government, this is your federal government, Department of Justice, that is moderating these hearings. Now, there's agenda item, Camilla Moore, who's the chair, is putting an agenda item for a vote. Now, remember, Black family, I told you there are 9 members of the task force, okay? 9 members. And if they go to a briefing, I will tell you those names again for those who have may have missed. You have Senator Stephen Bradford, Amos Brown, Cheryl Grills, Javon Scott Lewis, Reginald Jones Sawyer, Lisa Holder, Monica Montgomery Stepp, Camilla Moore, and Donald Tamaki. Now, the reason why this is important is because this clip that I'm going to let you hear, there's many more where this came from, but I only wanted you to witness for yourself, Black family, the reason why we cannot depend on any elected task force by the opposition, okay? So now what they're voting on, this is towards the end of the final meeting on May 6th. This is agenda item number 13, discussion and vote on the full entire report on reparations, okay? So just listen, and I'll explain during commentary what's going on.
By Member Grills and properly seconded by Member Scott Lewis to approve action item number 13. Is there any discussion on the matter?
Okay, they're just
it would be inappropriate, and Member Grills, please let me know your thoughts on this, for this section to include the total cost of the engagement of the Bunch Center and all the various funding sources. And the funding sources would be framed in like a special thanks type of way, like thanks to the California taxpayers and to the various different private organizations that you worked with to secure funding for this effort. I don't really see what that's adding to the content of the report.
for the Bunch Center, and I don't see us doing that, for example, with the economists talking about how much is being paid. So I would not advocate for adding that kind of information. And what about the various different funding sources? I know you reached out to various different private foundations. Do you think they should be acknowledged in any way in this report? I guess they could.
Opportunity now
for us to let down our differences. I don't care what power group, what religious sector you are. If you black and you are a descendant of chattel slaves, you need to be in the forefront with this. So, again, no reparations, no vote. Are you black?
Black power and black power. We're happy that Dr. Critical Truth Bay has decided to hold a strong, hardline position pro-reparations, pro-reparations. This is what we must do. We have evaluated over the years. People, look at what they did to John Conyers in the H.R. 40. It was a sexual allegation, and from that, it just crushed him. He died, and they buried the reparations with him. Oh, but we come about the grave, like the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and we say, can't no grave hold my body down. My. Can't no grave hold my body down. And that's why we live today, checking these bastards, waking it up, shaking it up. Wake that thing all the way up, like they say out there now. Wake that thing all the way up. Wake up the issue of reparations. Get it out of the grave with John Conyers and bring it back to the table. Why didn't they enforce H.R. 40? They abandoned H.R. 40 like it didn't say nothing. And all the years he turned, all the years he put in, you going to let him disrespect our congressman, disrespect our man that represented the only one on the entire Congressional Black Caucus that held the line for the reparations? You going to let him dismiss him like he was a Boy Scout, like he was a crash dummy? Brother and sister, we're not going to let you off the hook for doing dirt to John Conyers. I don't care who he was charged with or what he was charged with. He held a goddamn line for reparations. This is why we've come here today, to reinstitutionalize, to rejuvenate and revitalize reparations in the hearts and the minds of we the people. At this hour, oh, you got Sheikh Imam Akbar here at the mic now. And we come to rock reparations. We come to restore what has been stolen from us, what Adam Clayton Powell said. And we came to bring black revolution, like he said, at the UCLA. Which campus was it? Was it Sunset Boulevard or Hollywood Boulevard? Was it San Fernando Road?
That's right.
Carpenter?
It was West.
We know
West
something
LA,
about this, is that right?
UCLA.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Was he up and down Compton? Or he down in Inglewood? Was he on Crenshaw? Huh? Hollywood or Western? Huh? We don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam who tell us what we can't do when we got the volition of we the people and we can accomplish whatever we will. All you have to do is use your collective solidarity in the favor of the people. We don't care nothing about the criticism from the criticizers. When we know what we're after, we know what we want, and we know we can get it, let riot break out in this city. And there'll be emergency funding everywhere. That means these no-good bastards have had it all the time, just didn't want to share with us, didn't want to give the proper, didn't want justice to come and visit us. Huh? Oh, but we got open visitation from justice at this hour, because we're working with divine justice and get some real things on the table. Let them bow out and bow down. Let them go on and do what they do. But we're going to get our justice. We're going to get our reparations. But die trying, goddammit. And that's the way I feel about it today. I hope y'all are with me, because we're going all the way. We in it to win it, just like a Khalid Muhammad lieutenant. The Senate don't want it, then fuck a hook nose cracker in the U.S. Senate. We coming in straight. We got our focus. That's what we're born for, to give us reparations. That's why we come to get justice from those who have been denied justice. That's why we come to use justice to check an injustice that has been done. There's been unfinished business. There's been some terrible things that have been done to us. There are some terrible things currently being done to us. And there are some terrible things on the minds of the opposition to do to us. But we are locking him up. The change is on Satan today. Because you got the wise man coming to check Satan in the midst of his iniquity. And I'm going to leave it right there and ask if anything that you all had to say or anything that hasn't been said tonight that needs to be said. Anybody, this thing is wide open now. Anybody got something to say that didn't say you got you some open mic? Because you know you're out of sight. Huh? Mashed potato, alligator, and jump back jacks. Dude. See you later, alligator. Doing the jerk and the twine. Y'all know nothing about that twine, huh? Mashed potatoes. You don't know about that twine, the jerk and the twine. But go ahead. Anybody that has something can drop it like it's hot, baby. Anybody can.
Well, with you and Comrade, you want to give a shout out to Comrade Double R. Today is his birthday, St. Jasmine of California. So we just want to give a brief shout out and say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Comrade Double R. There
right.
you go.
Yes, sir. I promised Double R that we would give a shout out. We talked to him earlier today, and we promised him that we would give a shout out to him tonight, and we're just damn glad that everybody showed up here, and in the name of God. And I want you to continue to move, Dr. Sue, for a minute, and I'll go and I'm making a move right here, so I need you all to talk for a minute. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. So if you want to join the May 20th in Wilmington, Delaware, at 5:01, there is a El Malik Shabazz Day. As we mentioned earlier before, definitely need to be there to pay homage of great organizations and Black Power movement coming together. And also on that day, we are honoring Sasha Johnson, who is one of our comrades who was shot in the head 2 years ago in the UK. Is having a day of remembrance at Pelham Parkway in England. For those who want to pay homage or respects to her, she has been on the front lines. We did a complete bio of her. And her family, her sister, and especially her two sons that are still reeling with the effects. So we want to remember Comrade Sasha Johnson as she still is in the hospital. From that devastating blow and still haven't gotten justice to this day. So on May 20th, we have a heavy load to remember with our comrades. That's the past, present, and future. So be sure you are in Wilmington, Delaware for the El Hajmi League Day, 12 noon, or if you want to pay respects, if you're overseas, to honor Comrade Sasha Johnson, in celebrating Sasha Johnson Day, which will be on May 20th as well, 12 noon, in the UK. So I want to keep those on the line as well. Now, one thing I want to express, Black Power, is that we must focus on land acquisition more than ever. And we have mentioned this earlier, but we have to stress this at every chance that we get, because property right now, land, housing, our youth program, this is what's most needed for our community, mental health clinics. And once we get that hold, money will come soon after. But let's continue the proactiveness of gathering our people together and really becoming a leader in your community, because if it's not us that's doing it, we just might as well die. It's freedom or death by any means necessary. Black Power.
Black Power. And we thank you
Black
again
power.
For being there. Was there someone else right there that was about to say something? And we have another 301 that's out there that just came in a little bit late, but we're going to allow them to say something on the reparations, and we're on do we vote or should we vote in 2024? We're talking, make the announcement for the $50 million March for Reparations, and we're going to move forward with this Black Revolution. And we'll give 301, it's your mic, Black Power, on reparations, should we vote in 2024?
Black Power.
Black Power.
We should bring our own representatives to the table, and the ones that we do have at the table, we should back them, should actually march for them while they're doing their campaigning. That should be our marches. Also, voting hasn't really done us any good. Celebrated Barack Obama as being a black president. I didn't. If he had been a, even if he had been a black gay president, and he turned around and did as much as he could for the black folks as he tried to do for the gay folks, then maybe it would have made a difference. So we were like bamboozled by it, you know. And they put knuckleheads seemingly knuckleheads, but I guess if they got some kind of wits about them to run for president in the first place, they can't be complete knuckleheads. Like the guy who was the president of, I think, Papa John's Pizza. He was running against him, and he didn't know none of the laws and stuff, and I think David Letterman or somebody had him on there showing that he don't know the laws, but he do know the toppings that go on a pizza. You know, he know everything that go on a Supreme Pizza. He didn't know shit about the Supreme Court. Excuse my language. So the lesser of two evils, as you say, I've always said that. I've always said it's the slave owner over here. And so when you escape from his plantation and you run to the other slave owner's plantation, say the Democratic slave holder or the, well, let's say the Democrat slave holder or the Dixiecrats, as they used to say.
Well, just go out and go run the damn dog around for a minute. They about to close the gate.
As they used to say in Adam Clayton Powell's day, Dixiecrats. As we say now, and the Republic Klan, Ku Klux Klan, Republic Klans, you know. Here it is. We're about to have the orange head of Philistine back in the office. That's my prediction, because he's got a Black America bamboozled in the thinking. I don't know what they're thinking. We've already dealt with this guy. We've already seen his race soldiers. We've seen them with our own eyes. We've actually watched how they have police come out, which are no police uniforms on, no police badges on, nothing but military, straight military gear on, and might say police on it somewhere or something like that. No name tags, no badges, and they don't give name tags and badges numbers now anyway. That's some of the past. They done started making it a police state. So saying that to say that the orange-haired Philistine, when he gets back in, he's telling you, you can have all your firearms. See, I think they playing us. They like, okay, you got the Democrats up in there with Sleepy Joe. Looked like a drinking. He looked like somebody be drunk at the end of the bar. He looked like somebody they have to carry to the Uber, you know, and put in the Uber. He's the dude that stopped by and proposition black girls, you know, late at night. Probably old homo. Anyway, I'm just saying they have their hidden agendas. They've been getting their wild thing on in the White House ever since Bill Clinton had his horn blowed in the office. Y'all like the way I like that? Lock that shit, huh? He had his horn blowed in the office. Bars on that one. Well, I'm just saying we can't be blind. I'm going to try not to cuss. That's all. Sometimes you just got to bring it raw and real, though, you know, and otherwise you get tongue-tied and twisted. So just want to say that, Sister Truth, baby, you're doing a great job. This is summing up. Before I get the $77 bacon, don't let me forget that. This is sum it up. When Adam Clayton Powell, Martin Luther King, and different guys would go and talk to the President Johnson and talk to Kennedy and them, when they would go and talk to them, they said, okay, you're already in office. If you want the black vote, this is what we need. We need in writing that you're going to help us with reparations. So we need this in writing. We need politicians like the brother in that just ran off of Chewbacca's Sancor's show, one of his producers, the brother just ran for was the mayor of. I'll get back to that, but I want to just say
Paris
out of Denver, Colorado. That's it. So we have our people that's actually already about it. We have to be behind them. We have to lock and load behind them. And then what happens when our people who are behind us 100%, you know, when you got the man – we got the man with the Gatling gun, right? He ready to shoot every enemy that come toward us. So when you turn on that person and they turn that Gatling gun on you, then you know what time it is. You don't turn on the people who fight for you. The people who fight for you are fighting for you. They're trying their best to help you. So if they make a little slip of the tongue sometimes, so be it. We are human. Some of us is just fucking honest than a motherfucker. I'm going to put it like this, put it on myself tonight. I crashed my car, and everybody know this shit true. I don't tell no lies. I don't give a shit. You have to fuck to tell lies. I crashed my car on the way to help Queen Mother Beverly Reese on the on what we've been doing on the LaBelle Lane case. We got the ball rolling down there with the Spartanburg, with the city council, Spartanburg, Roxburgh, all that, you know. So if a person's car crashes on the way to help comrades, don't forget that person just rode a bike for the last 6 months. Don't forget that person had to get the bus down to the trains just to get around. So it ain't about y'all. It's about me sometimes. Maybe I should say $ZionGate1 with a capital Z-I-O-N Gate1 so that I'm trying to get this bus for us. You dig? I'm trying personally to get a bus, whereas my car is no longer. But I would go, as everybody can attest to this, I went from New York, I went from West Virginia to D.C. to New York to Danville to North Carolina to South Carolina, back to D.C., back to New York, and back home. So I give my blood, sweat, and tears for this shit, and I give my lead and bullets for this shit. So with that said, don't fucking around with the goddamn gorilla just because the motherfucking gorilla is trying to be nice and humble. But the gorilla got a long fucking list of fucking assault on police officers, disorderly conduct, speeding.
Hey, bro,
I'm not the motherfucking ops. I'll fight for the people. No, let me finish, sir.
You got to close that thing up, bro. I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm going to close it out like this. I fight for the people. The people should be voting for each other. I'm going to run for some kind of office myself. So the people have to be behind those people who are behind them. Otherwise, those people who are behind them. Well, sometimes you got to give it to them wrong.
Have you been listening tonight, beloved?
I hope you have to give it to them wrong, sister. No, this is sometimes you got to give it to them raw with that mouth so they know that you damn sure for real. Otherwise, they'll be like, oh, he's not being for real because he's being too fucking nice. No, hell no. Sometimes you got to give it to him like Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Well, not watered down, just straight in the motherfucking arrow. And all I'm saying is I love you all. I give it my all. But I'm in this fight for the people, for the black people of America. I'm for our people. My bloodline goes back to slavery. I'm going to get mine. So not with my mouth, damn right with this mouth, because sometimes you got to give it to the people the way they understand. If they don't understand, no other way sometimes. Sometimes you got to give it to them good. I've been giving it to them without being hood for a long time.
We're good.
So
black
now,
power. We're good.
The hood got to come out just a slight bit because if a person can't understand that I crashed my damn car on the way to help them, on the way to give my life for them, then don't understand with this mouth. With this mouth, understand what I'm saying. Is I love all of my people.
Okay, I hope he's listening. Okay, now, if you're going to make the announcement on, I'll make the announcement for you. At $77 Bakers, President, repeat the chapter. You understood that you have sacrificed, my brother. And this is just the close of the radio show. And no puns intended, but you got to have your points organized. You actually can write down your statement so you won't get taken off track. And we'll be black next week. If anything you want to give here at Black Power Radio, it's $77 Baker. Now, if you come to make other announcements, that's okay. But there's only one place that they can get money at the Black Panther Party, and that is $77 Baker. You can go through the gate. You can go to Watergate if y'all want to. That's your choice. But the Shaky Mam Akbar, that's the chairman of this network, is $77 Baker. I don't know where they got that gate from, but that's not what we endorse here at the Black Panther Party. So I don't know what that move is about. If that's a separatist move, Brother Black Lightning, then that's your call. But you're using our airway, which we have to bear witness that I don't see him put a dime in Black Power Radio. So I'm missing something here. If you can get free advertising here, but you should be willing to at least put up something to say, I want to make an announcement of that type to earn some money and just purchase an ad, and you can push that. And we don't have no problem with it. If you want to push that, fine. But pay something into the radio broadcast to make those kinds of announcements in the middle of an important session that we're here for the $50 million for reparations march. We're here for the event over in Delaware, which we didn't make the final announcement on it, but we look for you to put those types of messages out. Brother Maurice came in and endorsed it. Brother, the NASA Chief of Staff came in and endorsed it. The NASA Minister of Justice endorsed it, and we were waiting for you to close. But nevertheless, we're going to close here and ask anyone to come and bring a word of prayer. We have someone that's willing to pray us out. Any money given to the Black Panther Party is at $77 Bakers. That's capital B-A-K-E-R-S. Again, B-A-K-E-R-S. That's at $77 Bakers. And we hope to make that very, very clear. And we hope that all of you will, again, tune in to Black Power Radio every Sunday and every Monday at 8 p.m. on the same black channel, on the same black station, and we're going millions for reparations, millions for reparations. We're going 50 million march for reparations. And that's the Black Power. That's Dr. Chris Kufle to come in to close us out. Black Power.
Black Power, peace and Black Power. Thank you, National Chairman. So if you are not on board with reparations, oh, you're surely missing out. This is what we're focusing on. We have some great speakers concerning what it is that we need to do as a plan of action, and we need to take heed, Black family. So land, check, cut the land. That's what it is. And we will keep you updated as to our next point of action for this reparations. Now, I'd like to close out with a very important Bible verse. We had spoken about it before, Leviticus chapter 6, verse 5. So Leviticus chapter 6, this is where the Lord said to Moses, if anyone sins or unfaithful to the Lord by deceiving the neighbor about something entrusted to them or left in their care about something stolen, or if they cheat their neighbor, or if they find lost property and lie about it, or if they swear falsely about any such sin that people may commit. When they sin in any of these ways and realize their guilt, we're talking about white guilt, family, all right? So this is pertaining to restitution, which is reparations. Then they must return what they have stolen or taken by extortion or what was entrusted to them or the lost property they found or whatever it is they swore falsely about. They must make restitution in full of the value to it and give it to all the owner on one day they present their guilt offering. So on June 30th, Black family, the Reparations Task Force is supposed to offer their guilt in writing, and this is what we look forward to on July 1st. But if that does not happen, do not be surprised. It still has to happen with us, the right to self-determination, and the way we go about it is strictly solely on us. So let's get proactive in this reparation today. It was great discussion. We heard from awesome comrades from around the nation speaking on their thoughts on reparations. And this won't be it, Black family. This is only the beginning. So join us next week where we'll be giving you an update concerning local news. There has been a huge lawsuit that the Attorney General has filed in the state of California. This is historic, Black family. You have the Attorney General that has the Attorney General that has had it with these racist police that he decided, and he's more powerful than the governor, okay? His name is Rob Bonta. He has decided to file a historic class action suit on those who have been mistreated by law enforcement. We know police brutality is the number one thing on here. So stay tuned for that. We're going to give you the skinny on that right here on Black Power Radio every Sunday and Monday, the most informative radio show on the planet Earth, and we thank you for being here with us. So our prayer is this, the warrior's prayer. We thank the Lord Most High for giving us the wisdom to know the difference and the discernment to make a change. We ask that our God continue to protect his soldiers as we out in these streets, boots on the ground, making a statement. No revolution, no peace. No reparations, no vote. No housing, no happiness. Just a few of what our God has charged us to. So we ask that you continue to be black and revolutionary in everything you do. And right here, we love you so very much on Black Power Radio. So right back to you, our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. Black Power.
Amen. Amen, Rob. We thank our National Minister of Justice for those words of spiritual advice and comfort at the time when we all are going to need the prayers, the divine intervention. And we ask that Almighty God will intercede on our behalf in the way of reparations and in the way and make successful this effort for the 50 million march for reparations and the vision and help us to complete this vision. And we'll be restored to our natural state. And we thank you again for listening to us tonight on Black Power Radio. And with all that has been said, all that we can say, we know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye has said it best. Thank you again. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Black Power. Everything
many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together.